The vicious irony of all this is that government can do this because it has authority. All the things Mrs. Pullman is citing here, government gets to do because you and I have given it authority. But wait a minute. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Mr. Church, we rejected authority. We reject the authority of Christ and his teaching through his singular chosen church. Oh, no, you're not. Hey, buddy, don't you tell me how to live my life, pal. Oh, but when government acts as authority, what is it doing? It's doing the exact same thing, only it's doing it worse. It's failing at it. There is no indication in historical record of mass suicides, of mass murders, of all of these modern ailments that we have, mass addictions, you name it. Not to mention the tens of millions of souls like little snowflakes falling that have sadly and tragically fallen into hell and they're never going to get out. We asked and had and are responsible for we the people. We wanted we the people. And now that you got we the people running the show, how do you like it?
Mama, mama, how do you like it? How do you like it?
When a 70s disco song. Mama, mama, how do you like it? Do you want more? No matter, Church, we don't want, no, we want we the people. Clotha was running it. Okay, so you have microcosms then of screwed up government induced and regulated life. What was the saying that we brought to the show many, many years ago that some of you used to know, few of you know today? Obedience to the unenforceable. There's two ways to manage the affairs of men, internally and externally. You and all American generations before us have chosen for us external. You have decided that we the people, we the state, in other words, we the government, we are the anointed mystic rulers of all of American mankind. We know how to rule. We know how to write laws. We know how to regulate. We know how to do this. We know how to do that. We just got to get the right people in there, and we're going to get it right. I wonder how many more have to die before you get it right.